Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. Derek will be joining us any second. And so excited to have you here with us today. It's a beautiful, hot, sunny day here in Flint, Michigan. And do we have you, Derek?
I am always around the corner, Tina.
Oh, yeah. Around what corner?
Around any corner. Just all you have to do is just look, right? I'm right there.
And you're always there. Wasn't there a song, "Just Call My Name, I'll Be There," something like that?
Oh, my God, the Jackson 5, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how are
so,
you doing on this
welcome, everyone,
day?
Again. Oh, gosh, it's so hot, isn't it?
It's very
that
muggy.
Song now. Here's another song. It's so hot, you want to take off all your clothes.
Yeah, that was, I think that's Nelly, the rapper from St. Louis.
You're better than me. I'll remember songs, but I do not know who sings them. But it is a good song,
man.
And it's perfect for today.
It sure is. And on Sex Talk Radio, everyone should have their clothes off by about now.
Right, because we're always hot on Sex Talk with Derek and Tino.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. How was your week, young lady?
It's been very good. Very good, yes. Tomorrow is my birthday.
Tomorrow's your birthday?
Yeah.
What?
So tonight is my, I know. So tonight is like New Year's Eve. It's my own personal New Year's Eve. Tomorrow's New Year's Day. That's how I celebrate my birthday. It's New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Day. It's awesome.
Nice. So have you made any resolutions yet, or are you going to wait until tomorrow?
Well, I was working on that. So I spent my work morning today doing some planning and organizing and even came up with, hey, yes, let's do a sexual healing class. And I'm doing it next Thursday, so people can call in and sign up for sexual healing. I put the link right in the show today, 40daylovefest.com/sexual healing. So it's a free call next Thursday. Yeah, we're going to cover the top three things that people could do now, starting next Thursday, once they hear them, to start to heal their soul, you know, to really heal their sexual soul. We talk about it sometimes. Remember last week with Angie Love, that was so much fun, you know, talking about tantric and different things that you can do to really just improve your sex life, heal things that might be left over, you know, from past relationships and really just move forward in a more bold, sexy way.
Yes. Absolutely. I agree. I enjoyed that interview we had with Angie Love. She is amazing, and she is, like most of our listeners, very open-minded in terms of the sexuality that exists in all of us. And, you know, sadly, many times the media will portray sex as such a barbaric act, but we have been able to see with different guests like Angie Love that sex can be fun, enjoyable, and spiritually orgasmic.
Absolutely. Totally. So what about you? What is new in your world this week, Derek?
Let's see. I got a great haircut. Angie Love is also a hairstylist, and so she came into Ingrid Fugin. She came into Ingrid Fugin yesterday and gave some complimentary haircuts, and you know, just giving back to society is what we hope all our listeners endeavor to do. And so she cut me up on Tuesday at her barber shop or hair salon in Clarkson, Michigan. So it was great. I feel like I'm looking like a stud, you know. And so it's very good.
Nice.
I'm ready to go and face the world again with a new perspective. Haircuts always make you feel good.
They do. They do. Guess who cuts my hair?
Who cuts your hair?
I do. I cut my own hair.
Nice. Nice.
people probably think, well, that's my, you know, it's just always just plain. But I don't know why. It's like I like cutting my hair. It does need to get trimmed up. I do. I should. Maybe I'll cut it tonight. It's New Year's Eve. I'll start my new year tomorrow with fresh haircut. That's a great idea.
You know what? That is a great idea.
I won't cut it short though. It'll just, you probably won't even be able to tell I cut it. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
That's an interesting statement that you made because, you know, I, for one, I happen to like women that have longer hair. I believe long hair is an aphrodisiac. And I find sexually I'm more turned on by a woman with longer hair than I am with a woman with short hair. Now, not saying that women with short hair aren't sexual and everything, but, you know, it's something about the length of a woman's hair.
Yeah,
you know, and how it caresses your flesh as she's giving you a blowjob. It is just...
It does. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I don't know if that's the same for women with men with long hair. Do women, from your experience talking to your girlfriends and so forth, do you ever talk about whether or not you are attracted to a man based on the length of his hair?
I mean, sure, things like that come up once in a while. I think everybody is so different with what they like that, you know, some people like short hair, so they'll seek out the short hair people. And me, I just like all men, so I don't, you know, have a huge, but I have to say, I do like it on the longer side rather than the shorter side, or bald. If they're all bald, now that's hot too. I think that's hot. So, but real short hair that feels kind of, I don't know, hard, I don't really like to play with. But when it gets longer and I can kind of grab it in my hand, that's hot. So I like to be able to, you know, feel the hair in my hand.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, so I do like them with a little longer hair. It's like my one guy, he'll say, oh, you know, I'm getting my hair. He gets his hair cut. Like, I'm on the schedule. I don't even know how often. Once a month, every 5 weeks, whatever. Whatever the schedule is, he gets it cut. It always has to be perfect and trim and all that. So whenever he's about ready to have a haircut, we have to go out, like, the day before. So I get him at his longest hair.
Nice. At least you're on a schedule,
It's really true. Right, you know, because I understand he has to have it look good, you know, be professional and all that. So I'm always just, you know, that you have to, you know, we have to have a date the day before your haircut because I love it long, and he knows that. So, yeah, he always tries to appease me in that way.
You always have the most compliant sexual partners. This is great. You don't have to do too much to get them to be submissive. That's a very good quality you have. What's your secret?
Well, you know, I think it's the openness, just the real true openness. I mean, I like his hair always looks good, but I just love to play with it when it's long. So, you know, you want to tell people the things you really like. So it's kind of like, you know, anything. You want to look for the good. You don't want to say, like, oh, your hair's too short. That's just really bitchy, right? But if I say, oh, my God, I love it when your hair is so long. I love, like, when I can tug on your hair. And you say the things that you like. That's how you get more. That's how you communicate better. That's how you get more comfortable with maybe new things you want to introduce with a partner. Is you start to introduce things you like, and you talk about what you like, not what you don't like.
That's pretty cool. That also works with the laws of the universe, right? You always talk about what you like opposed to saying the things that you are resistant to because what you resist persists. Very good. I didn't even think of that from the sexual standpoint or relationship standpoint.
All of it works the same. You know, it's just like if you want to remember something. You don't want to say, oh, I gotta write this down so I don't forget. You want to say, oh, I got to write this down so I remember. It's like the simplest phrasing that we use makes a huge difference. Because if we say it in the terms of, I got to write this down so I don't forget, we're in the thought of the negative. But if we say, oh, I'm going to write this down so I remember, you're still acknowledging you want to remember, you know. You're still acknowledging that maybe you won't if you don't write it down, but you're saying it in a positive way. Like, I'm going to remember this, so I'm writing it down. So you've just reinforced it twice. The other way, you've kind of negated what you did, and you're at zero again. So all of this, I want to bring out the positive. Bring out the positive. Yeah.
Bring out the positive. That's right. That's right. So I don't know if you've had a chance to find any interesting sex news. But are you there?
Well, you know, yes. Oh, can you hear me, Joe?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good, good, good. Well, you know, we do still have a few funny things on the on our site. You know, I really, and this is kind of funny. I posted this today. It's one of those memes that says, I find myself drawn to people who are intelligent, funny, and perverted. And I thought that was perfect. That's us, right?
Intelligent, funny, and perverted?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good combination.
I know, it's perfect, right? Right. And, you know, it is funny because even thinking of that and talking about language, some people might think, well, perverted's bad. But we're saying it in a funny way, so is it different? I don't know. But language is really important, isn't it?
Language, extremely important. You know, like, I don't know. You know, like, sometimes I feel like even when you're engaged in intimacy, you know, or even if it's a raw, passionate sexual act, sometimes the conversation during sex is more orgasmic and more pleasurable than maybe the sex act itself. So I like my partners to speak to me during sex. I think that's amazing. I don't know, like,
you
it's almost
in
like
in a naughty way or just speak.
Oh God, in a naughty way, of course. You know, because you know, it's sex, and we want to be.
I didn't know what you just meant, having a conversation.
No, I don't want to talk about Wall Street while I'm banging my chick. You know.
That's so funny. Well,
cool,
you know, Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, I'm in an interracial relationship, so in this particular context,
really?
You know, with
I didn't
all.
Know that.
Well, just for the listeners that didn't know.
Messing around with you.
It's one of those things that you get a chance to use some of these words or some of these social situations in the bedroom, you know, I personally like. And, you know, it's pretty cool that way, you know. And you can bang out all your frustrations. You can use some colorful language. You know, and it's just in the privacy of your own home, and it's great. You know, for me it is, at least. And I think all people should have that type of freedom to use conversation and explicit language or colorful language in the bedroom. I think that's a gateway that should be explored more, you know, when you get a chance to really express yourself, you know, like you said, compliment and, of course, say the things that you like opposed to the negative. But then also you can take that deeper and get involved in some very playful, naughty, forbidden language as well in this sexual act. And who knows, it might take you to a higher level of ecstasy, I should say.
Oh, that's very true. It can. You know, for me, the one thing because, you know, I talk dirty for a living, in the past, I just don't get turned on by it at all, dirty talking. So sometimes it's a little bit of a problem because people want to, and then when I tell them, I'm not really turned on by it. But then sometimes if I'm trying to joke around about it, then they don't want to because then they know I'm not turned off by it. So it becomes a little bit of a runaround, like, okay, we just won't talk dirty.
Is it because everybody's not good at it?
No, because I don't get turned on by it at all. It doesn't turn me on because I did it as a job. So when I would talk that way, it was totally being an actress. It was never real. So for me,
I'm just not to them by dirty talk at all. And if people want to, I'm like, ugh, seriously.
I think that you just thought of a new topic for one of our future shows. So individuals in the sexual entertainment business, whether it be talking or sex talk or being a dominatrix or, in fact, being a prostitute, do these individuals all become desensitized because of their work, or do some maintain their sexual excitement and, you know, and pleasure in the business? That would be great to interview some people that are in the sex fields.
Yeah, you know, it's both. It's both. Just from my own experience of talking with people over the many years, I think it's probably going to be a little more than half and half are kind of not turned on by it. You get to a little more than half. But then, you know, the rest, some of them, they enjoy it. Like, they do it because it turns them on. So, but I think it's a little less, but it'll definitely be fun to talk to some. Absolutely. You know, and I just posted again. I thought we had posted it before, but then I was looking, I don't see it. So maybe we didn't. Is in the Olympics, they were passing out free condoms everywhere down in Rio. And they have these things, celebrate with a condom, and like just condom machines everywhere with free condoms. Almost half a million condoms passed out in Rio for the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah. So people go there. What was the title of this one? It says Olympic Village, a cesspool of sex and drugs? ? And I'm like, damn, we're missing out. Like, what?
No shit.
We need to be there.
Man, that's great. You know,
we need to be in this cesspool.
One of my buddies, Audra, and I were at my buddy's house, Suresh, and we were talking about the Olympics. Audra made a great Brazilian dinner, you know, in honor of the country and everything. And so, you know, we were thinking with all the young people there, all the energy, they're at the height of their careers, you know, and they're just like full of ambition and all that power. There has to be a lot of fucking going on at the Olympics, right? It would just seem natural. All the beautiful people there. You know, I had no idea about the condom pass out, though. That's amazing. So I guess other people knew that that was a prime climate for such activity.
Right. I guess there's a lot of energy.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. A lot of energy going on there.
Yeah. That's amazing. So have you ever been to an Olympic game?
No, I have not. I have not. Have you?
No. I definitely, you know, my interest was peaked definitely in about the Rio Olympics, because Rio is a place where there are such amazingly gorgeous people, male, female, you have it, you know. And they've all been blessed by the color of the sun and skin. It's caramel. It's a beautiful place, I would imagine.
It would what?
I would imagine it was a beautiful place and a beautiful environment, especially with all the Olympic structures and things going on.
Absolutely. I'd say, and you need those things if you don't want these little things. There's a little baby on my lap right now. So.
Oh, there's a baby that's listening to our show?
Well, he wasn't. That would not be a good thing.
No, that's he's a little bit too young, but in the future, he can always go back and look at the podcast on iTunes when he turns 18.
Right. He can be like, whoa, what? Yes. So
yeah,
he is. He's a sweetie, but yeah, he really... That's why I teach CP123. People, come on.
Right.
That's why it is
right.
So important. It is so important. Because they're awfully cute, but, you know, you can't give them back. Just kidding.
Yeah, you know.
That's
I definitely, you know, I think... the little ones are great. I have my own feelings about everything, but, you know, that's for another show, definitely.
Right. That's what he thinks about it.
Oh, wow. And commentary, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, banana. I will give you a couple.
Okay, that's your first radio show.
No, but.
Oh, do you like it?
No, boy. Holy.
Okay, Derek, I know I'm silly. Sorry about that.
You know, there's always room for silliness on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, right? We have no limits.
Exactly. We have no limits.
Yeah, no, right.
We have no limits to the silliness.
None whatsoever.
And the gibberish. Yes, yes, yes. So.
Yeah, this is good.
So where
so
were we?
We've got some, we're talking about having sex in Rio, but I kind of lost my erection. But, but you know, it's all good because erections are made to come and go. Get it?
Yeah, they are.
They are
meant to come and go.
And go. That's right. That's right.
Yes. On the go. Or come on the go. You didn't get the funny of that.
No, I missed that one. Tell me again.
I said, or you can come on the go. Come and go.
Oh, you know, that is convenient.
Go.
You can come on
yeah.
the go. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
See, there was no level to the, there's no bottom to the depth of the silliness.
Absolutely. So what do you think we should do next? We are, as we had mentioned before, we are in the process of reformatting. And, you know, we'd like to hear from, you know, more listeners out there in terms of what they feel in life about the whole sexual world and climate. And, you know, do they believe some of the hysteria out there about all the diseases? And you know, do you feel that there are still more people that are clean sexually than unclean? Is it 50-50? Is it 80-20?
What? Okay. What? You're saying clean and unclean. Oh, my gosh. You're dissing
clean.
Again. We always...
You know, I mean, that's important, don't you think? I mean, it depends on your outlook, right? Because if you like a person, it was like how you were mentioning our outlook, right? So if you go out as a single male or a single female or just a sexually active person, non-gender specific, do you believe that the outlook that you have is important, right? So if I go out as a single male and I'm thinking, man, there's all these hot chicks, but, oh, man, she probably has this disease. She probably has chlamydia. She, you know, do you think that...
Do you know
do
that
you
most
think,
people, most people, the majority of the population, get one or more during their lifetime? Most
really?
People. I don't even know what... Yeah. The percents are so high. Like, it's not a clean versus unclean thing. It's just like... What risk are you going to take? What conversations and communication are you going to have? And how are you going to have, because there is no such thing as safe, 100% safe sex.
Really? That
so,
is shocking to me.
Nobody's dirty.
I've never had a sexually transmitted disease before.
Okay. Have
sorry
you,
sorry
but,
about
I mean,
the banging in the background.
No. But so has. But you don't know if every partner you've been with did or didn't. Did you ask every single one?
Well, yeah, I did. No, unless they lied to me.
Oh, but you did ask. Oh, okay, that's good then. That's good.
Well, you know, my motto is if I eat pussy and eat ass, I need to know. Right? And you just can't automatically assume that, you know, they are clean, although I do have the special gift of telling if a woman is clean or not. Maybe that's just my
experience. Oh, my God, there's no such thing as clean and unclean in that way. I mean, you...
Oh, my... Are you
because
kidding?
They made... What?
I said, are you
Am
kidding?
Am I what?
Are you
no.
kidding?
No. No, I'm not kidding. Like, if they're clean, what in the world does clean mean? And plus, just because they don't have one that day doesn't mean that they've never had chlamydia or they've never had crabs or something else.
Oh,
so even if
man.
They say, no, I don't have one right now, you don't know that they never did. And just by them having one doesn't mean anything about them in terms of whether they're clean or dirty. It just means they happen to have gotten an STD. And the majority of the statistics are really, really, really high on that. Have you ever known somebody who gets cold sores?
You know, we've had this conversation, and it completely grossed me out. It completely grossed me out.
Yeah, that's herpes. And that can get transmitted to a genital part through oral sex. You can also, you know, but it is a type of herpes. And it does get transmitted sexually. And that's one of the biggest, I don't get cold sores. I've never had a cold sore, but I know people who have. And, you know, and not everybody knows that that can be transmitted sexually. It's a little scary. People don't know all the information. And a lot of sexually transmitted diseases are easily treatable. You get chlamydia, you go take a pill or something. I'm not quite sure what you do because I haven't had that. But you go get a pill and then you're okay. So it doesn't mean anything. It just means that you happen to have had sex with somebody who had a transmitted disease who either didn't tell you or you didn't ask. Or you can get it on the very first time you have sex.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
I must say that I have been a very fortunate man to not have encountered any of this. I don't know what I would do. I really don't know.
You just have a conversation. It's not really a big deal, right?
I mean, I don't know what I would do if I had ever contracted a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh. Well, you'd treat it and then move on.
But there are some things you can't move on from, right?
Well, some things stay with you forever. But, I mean, even, you know, HIV doesn't kill people anymore the way it used to. So even that's treatable now. But, you know, eventually it could do that. But some things do stay with people forever, sure. But it doesn't mean the end of their life. It just means they have conversations differently with new partners.
Wow, now that's huge. Say that again, because I'm sure some of our listeners may be of the mindset that I have, because it was all instilled by my parents and grandparents and such about this very narrow-minded perspective of sex and sexually transmitted diseases. But I think it's important that what you just stated, Tina, gets reiterated. You know, you were saying that life's not over?
No, my goodness, no. You'll have different conversations with new partners. So just because a person, you know, gets a sexually transmitted diseases, which are huge, I mean, and young people today are getting them like crazy. And old people, even like in Florida and retirement villages, STDs are way up because people think, well, I can't get pregnant anymore, but now they're, you know, had chlamydia and herpes and all that going on. So, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, first time, second time, only two partners in your whole life. I mean, none of those things matter because it doesn't, you know, STDs do not discriminate. They're an equal opportunity infector.
Equal opportunity infections, right? That's awesome. But
right, exactly.
Man, so, now, from your experience, you know, and being, you know, I know that you're not necessarily, and I don't know this, but I would say that maybe you're not a certified sexologist, but you have been around, you're an educated woman, very open-minded and embracing all people. Do you know of any programs or websites or anything like that that could help someone to read or understand how to live a life with a sexually transmitted disease?
Oh, yeah, there's hundreds out there. There's hundreds of groups. There's secret groups on Facebook for people with support for different issues. So it's real easy to find. But there's one good website, org. It focuses mainly on, I think, just like two or three, like HPV and herpes or something. But
okay.
Projectaccept.org is really good because it has a lot of those statistics. And it's really probably, those two are probably the most common ones out there that are just out there, and they're not deadly. They're just out there as a nuisance. So,
nope.
So projectaccept.org, they even have walks and stuff for it. Like, let's walk for herpes. And, you know, I don't know, they just do that shit. So,
okay.
But then you can also go to the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control. They have lots of really good, just solid science on all the different STDs as well. And they have a whole section on STDs. And it's really good. I send people there a lot.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to post that on the website?
Yeah,
they totally put
it on there. Yeah, I'll put it on there.
Okay,
this is
great.
Just to let you know, our show did end 10 seconds ago, but if you're listening to the recording, you hear it all anyway.
You hear it all anyway. So with that being said, this is Derek, and that's
Tina.
And we together are Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. I gotta work on the outro. Well,
I like it.
Thank you so much. And to all the listeners out there in iTunes world, thank you for supporting us. Like our Facebook page. Come and see us. Soon we are having a full moon celebration event extravaganza. August 18th at Ingress Hugin, G3467 Fleshy Road in Flint Township, Michigan. Come on out and support us and meet us in person and have a good time with us.
Woohoo! Good night,
Hello.
Everybody.
Until next week. Ciao.
Yeah.